Well, we're back at war with Iran, and I don't believe any of the official stories out of the U.S. empire on this, claiming that a U.S. Apache helicopter was shot down by a Shahed drone. What? First of all, drones are not aircraft seeking munitions. You know, they're not cruise missiles. They hit fixed targets, you know, GPS coordinates. They don't have helicopter tracking technology on board. And also, by the way, if a helicopter were hit by a Shahed drone that actually detonated its payload, that helicopter would be gone. There would be no survivors, almost certainly. So the story doesn't add up unless you realize that it's either a completely made up piece of fiction to justify escalating the war with Iran, or it's something that like Israel got involved in somehow. You know, it's a Netanyahu special. Maybe they damaged an Apache helicopter. Maybe they shot it down with something else, like a man pad type of system, you know, with a reduced warhead or something. Who knows? The official story doesn't make sense. And then to say that we, America, in self-defense, then we had to bomb Iran in response to the attack on the helicopter. In self-defense, if it were self-defense, it wouldn't be halfway around the world. If it were self-defense, it would be something in the Gulf of Mexico, not the Strait of Hormuz. Self-defense would be defending our country, our shoreline, our assets. When we are over there, halfway around the world, as the imperial invader, the attacker, the aggressor, nothing is self-defense. Not self-defense on our part. Now, if Iran is shooting down our aircraft, that's self-defense on Iran's part, because America is the aggressor. America started the war. America continues the war. America escalates. America makes demands like surrender everything or we're going to end your civilization. That's not self-defense, folks. That's unprovoked aggression. That's what the American empire is doing. So, yeah, there's self-defense going on from the point of view of Iran. There's self-defense shooting down U.S. aircraft. And here's the question. What are we doing flying helicopters over the Strait of Hormuz? That's not our strait. It's not our water. That's the territorial waters of Iran and Oman. That's it. At the narrowest part of the strait, that's what it is. We don't own the Persian Gulf. We don't own the Sea of Oman. You know, what are we doing there? Well, we're waging a war. That's not self-defense. It's not our territory. So it's our fault for being there in the first place. You do realize, right, that the Strait of Hormuz was open before February 28th of this year. The Strait of Hormuz was open for business until Trump attacked Iran and caused it to be closed. So if you want to open the Strait of Hormuz, you should just leave. I mean, America should leave. What are we doing there? It's not our country. It's not even our hemisphere. We should leave. And then the Strait would open back up and oil would flow again and the world economy would get back on track. After a few more months of disruptions, you know, the motor oil would flow, the helium would flow, the sulfuric acid, all of it would begin to flow again. All we have to do is leave. And yet, Trump's ego won't allow him to do that, apparently. He wants a win so that he can be perceived as the dominant victor in this. And as a result, the whole world is suffering. And there's going to be famine in many countries around the world in 2027 and possibly beyond that, depending on how long this whole thing lasts. That's where we are. You got one man's ego driving the geopolitical war that leads to mass human suffering and economic destruction on a scale that we haven't seen, I don't know, maybe since the Great Depression, during which most of us weren't even alive. So, yeah, this is going to be the worst economic implosion in our lifetimes. Remember what I said in March. I said the Strait of Hormuz will not be open until Iran wants it to be open, period. That has proven true again and again. We are more than 100 days into this war now. A war that apparently the Trump administration thought would be over in one weekend. You know, 3 days or 4 days. No, no, no. It's going to be 3 months, 4 months. Well, actually, we're in month four now. So, and there's no end in sight. This could, believe it or not, this could go on for the rest of the year. And the temporary period of getting away with this in the United States and not experiencing the economic consequences, that's about to come to an end. You know, we've been living on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the SPR. We've been living on, well, initially it was just oil that was on the surface, that was on the ships floating around the ocean, right? That's gone. Now we're approaching what they call tank bottoms, which is the reserve tanks are running out. And this is happening all over the world, not just the United States. And you fast forward into, let's say, late July, early August, things start to look rather catastrophic in terms of the lack of supply of the oil that we need, because, you know, we import in America, we import 6.5 million barrels a day of the heavy crude that we can't produce ourselves, or I suppose we could, but we don't yet. We don't have that. So we import 6.5 million barrels a day. Well, guess what? There's a shortage globally because of Trump's war on Iran. And that's going to affect us, where we will see, my prediction is we will see $10 a gallon on diesel in California probably by August. And who knows where it's going in September, October. We could see oil at $200 a barrel by August, you know, on the commodities market easily. Don't be surprised if it leaps from where it is now to $200 in about 48 hours or just two trading days, something like that. That's how this is going to happen. This is going to be a sudden pivot, and then people are going to freak out. And it's all because Trump wants his ego to have a win and has to claim that it's our self-defense to keep attacking Iran. Makes no sense. End the war, bring our troops home, invest in America, stop bombing other countries and calling it self-defense, stop the genocide that Israel's committing on an ongoing basis, stop supplying weapons to a genocidal regime, for God's sake. That's one thing that we could start with. Invest in America, spend money on our infrastructure instead of on bombs and weapons and war. And if you do that, then we could help restore America again, instead of just going down in history as another failed empire that caused untold human suffering and destruction around the world, because that's the legacy that Trump is leaving, or that he's creating for himself and for our country. Yeah, we got to stop this war and put America first. That's what people elected Trump to do. If he would only do what his voters wanted him to do, then he would be much better off, and so would all of us. All right, I'm Mike Adams here. Thanks for listening. You can catch more of my podcasts and interviews at brightvideos.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.